This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so, 855-99-37569. We're talking a little bit today about good news. Yay! When I first started on the air, people said, well, isn't it depressing to do what you do? And I said, it's the antithesis of depressing. People are really trying to change their lives, trying to make their lives better.
People.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the opposite. So, and I think people who listen, I think people who say that are people who don't listen to the program. It's amazing how often people are willing to have an opinion about something that they have no knowledge of. That's okay. Why be distracted by facts? You're right. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, I've got kind of an interesting piece of news that sort of made me think about a question to ask you guys, which is that the National School Boards Association has partnered with New Regency, Fox Searchlight, Penguin Books, and filmmakers to make copies of the film book and study guide, 12 Years a Slave, available to America's public high schools. Which I think is great. This was apparently a brainchild of director Steve McQueen and Montel Williams. Now, obviously, I mean, Steve McQueen has a vested interest in it because that's additional copies of the DVD being sent out, and I'm sure that he gets a portion of that. But still, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Educator toolkits are available to all public high school teachers, timed to the 2014-15 school year. Educators who gain permission to teach 12 Years a Slave to their students will receive a free kit, which includes a DVD copy of the film, edited version with disclaimer, parental consent requested, a paperback copy of the Penguin book, a printed study guide, and a letter from Steve McQueen. I don't know that he needs a letter from Steve McQueen, but there you go. Any public high school teacher with permission to add this to the high school curriculum may go to 12yearsaslave.com. Click on the button for teachers to opt in and request an educator's toolkit. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool, yeah.
I to be quite honest, it's not a movie that I like particularly. I thought it was, the violence was nearly quite aggressive.
It was hard to stomach. It definitely
hard to
was.
Watch.
I agree.
And it was not a movie that I particularly certainly enjoyed watching, but basically even liked. But having said that, I think having a discussion of slavery in high schools is an important thing to do.
Yep.
So
yep.
I'm in favor of that. Number one. Number two, I was trying to think of what movies that I would sort of suggest should be part of high school curriculum. And I think there was a documentary. Well, I a lot of the documentaries, in fact, the one that we're that we're doing tomorrow, and some of the ones that we've done, I think would be great in schools. I think Alive Inside, the one about kids working to put music for people who are Alzheimer's patients. I thought was a great idea. There's another one. What was the name of the one about the kids working with computers with seniors? It was called Senior Something.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Yeah, I did an interview on it. One of the it's broken, let's fix it, so I can check it out and find it for you. There's a documentary called Last Days of Vietnam, which are horrifying. That I think we should watch. I think documentaries in general, as I said, have become what newspapers used to be. And I can remember in high school what we had to make reports on news stories that we would have. There would be a news story, and we would do additional research to find out and present it to the class. And I think some of those are really terrific.
Was that one called Cyber Seniors?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Sure. Directed by Saffron Cassidy.
Yep. And whom I had on.
Okay.
And the idea being that that they then had a competition, and who won? Is that the one they had? They put together. That's the one they put. They taught them to use computers, and then they made videotapes on YouTube. I think.
Yep. Yep. It appears so. Yep.
Yeah. And they had a. See, I remember this stuff. And they had a contest, and you got to see some of the things. We're doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It tomorrow, on a subject that I think should be in the schools as well. It's called PUMP, which is how it, I mean, the thing is, I will not have I will not have a guest on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, unless they have a documentary that I think is broadly enough spaced so that, you know, a lot of people are interested in it. I mean, I think there are some about very specific subjects which are interesting, but they're just not generic enough for me to be interested in it. So they have to be of widespread interest. And they have to have a solution. You know, the documentaries that make you want to set your face on fire, you know, I pass on those. I just don't really want to be doing that.
Michael Moore movies.
Well, yeah, I mean, Michael Moore movies, yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah, I mean, some of them I think are so manipulative. But this, I mean, this particular one, and I think we'll talk with John Brackett tomorrow about how to get America's dependency on oil ended. And it's been something we've been talking about for a decade. And there are actually some solutions. There you go. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. So do you have any suggestions for movies that you think should be in high schools?
Well, I hadn't actually. I've been so busy looking at what other people are writing and listening to yours, I haven't actually thought about it. I'm going to have to think about that a little more and come up with something. But we do have a few responses here on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Lisa here says this, or the old version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She says, I know the music is cheesy, but when Charlie finds the golden ticket, that moment of happiness is great. She says, I think as bad things happen every day and the news becomes bleak and depressive, it's nice to get lost in the movie magic and allow us all to hope for the golden ticket. So that kind of goes along with what we're talking about today, too.
Yeah, although I think there are, you know, the golden age of movies was always at a time where the economy tanked. And
yeah,
it was not accidental.
Yeah, yeah.
India had a slightly different view. You know, that Bollywood turns out, I think, something like three or four times the number of movies that Hollywood does every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about four times. And the reason they do it was about, 30 years ago, they looked at the ZPG, zero population growth, and India had a huge exploding birth rate and was bankrupting the country, literally. And so what they decided is if people are movies that they weren't home having sex. So they built all these movie theaters, and they have, I think, the most movie theaters per capita of any place in the world, and they turn out two or three movies a week. That are so, because if you've, you know, if you're only going out on Saturday night, that leaves you six other nights to make babies. So the idea is that they would cut down the number, that they would have like three movies a week coming to any particular little hamlet somewhere, and the idea being that the birth rate went down. And that's why Bollywood was, had so many, you know, and became very lucrative. It was a really brilliant solution.
You know, speaking of 12 Years a Slave, too, is Roots shown in high schools around the country at all? Or
I don't know.
It's
so much a longer proposition.
Yeah, true. Very true, yeah. Yeah. That might be a good one, though, too. I mean, you know, it kind of shows the dark history, you know, of...
Well, yeah,
America,
I mean,
that you don't get taught, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's not something all that distant in our past.
No,
I mean,
no.
It's something that we need to be aware of. I also the Civil War stuff. The one I think it's called Generals and Giants. Is that what it's called?
Okay, I thought maybe you were thinking of Glory when you.
Glory, I thought was wonderful.
Okay, uh huh.
Of course, part of it is that the Civil War has always fascinated me, being a Southerner. And in the South, we do not call it the Civil War. We call it the War of Northern Aggression.
Oh.
But it was, I mean, and I was at Gettysburg. We were talking about being influenced by things early in our life. And I was at Gettysburg when I was about, I don't know, 7 or 8. And I wasn't back there again until a couple of years ago. And when you go over the hill, my heart started beating fast. And I'm not that good at geography to know that we were that close. But somehow my body remembered that it was Gettysburg. And
wow.
it's a heartbreaking place. I mean, it was truly brother against brother. When you realize, I mean, you know, with scuds and all these kinds of things and push button and, you know, video screens,
right.
War seems almost like a video game.
Right.
It wasn't, first of all, it's not a video game, and it never, but the Civil War was unusually close proximity and awful, you know, bloodshed. And I think sort of being reminded of that, of what war really is not a bad thing. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're here on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My problem is I'm a rape victim, and it was actually an NFL coach, and we're coming up to the statute of limitation. I do see a therapist. I've seen one since it happened. My problem is that everyone that gets their hands on my case, for some reason, either the NFL or local police, something happens, and then they don't want to take the case. And I just, I'm lost. I don't know what to do now, and I don't want this guy out there still coaching. And
go to the newspaper.
Yeah, the New York Post was interested, and I just, at the time, I was with an attorney, and he told me not to comment. And
well,
I
no, I mean,
what to do.
No, I hear what you're saying. Marta, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay. And how long ago did it happen?
It happened 2 years ago, April 16th, 2011, on a Saturday.
Okay. And why are, so you sought legal help. How long did you wait to seek legal help?
I sought legal help that Sunday. I went in Saturday and had everything done.
So you went to the hospital.
Rape kit done. Yes.
Great. I'm not great that it happened, but great that you had the presence of mind to sort of take care of business. And what have been the legal what have been the issues about the lawyers?
Well, I had two high-profile attorneys from out west, and they told me at the end of the case he wasn't financially viable to go after. And I'm not going after money. I'm going after the fact that he raped me and physically assaulted me that day.
Had the police? I assume you've filed a complaint with the police as well, yes?
I have, and they closed the investigation, and the county attorney or whoever prosecutes this believes that there wasn't enough evidence. And the reason why there wasn't enough evidence is because evidence went missing, people weren't interviewed. It was just a whole, because of who he was. We live in a small town, and at the time he was a Vikings coach. Now he is a coach for the Jets. I won't give his name, but it just became who he was, and where I'm from, it matters who you are. But so,
have you
had a lot of faith?
Yeah, I hear he had juice and you didn't. Were any of the attorneys women?
One was. Yes, and it was a very notable attorney, but she, I guess, maybe had bigger fish to fry than me. My case.
So you've had lawyers. Currently have a lawyer?
Lawyers.
Pardon me?
As of Friday, no. He said he could not take the case because of his schedule, and he was afraid of the national media coming into a small town, and he didn't know how to handle that. Was his take. But mind you, he had a meeting with the chief of police one day prior to me meeting up with him.
So you're sort of smelling a conspiracy here. Yeah. You know what?
It's true.
Honey, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. What I would do at this moment, I mean, I think you have several options, and they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. One is go to something like the National Organization of Women. I'd be careful. Let me just, before we do all this, I'd be careful about high-profile lawyers, and I'll tell you why. I think you're probably better off with sort of a, to be quite honest, kind of a run-of-the-mill, maybe young, hungry lawyer who can see this as being a career defining case, but isn't in it for the publicity per se. You know, feels that they're righting a wrong. The problem. I did this once for my divorce. I had, because I was in the media at the time and had access to it. I was and it was a very high profile lawyer, and it was a disaster. Because it kind of, as you say, that if you're going to help a high-profile person, they want to keep their profile high. So if somebody comes along that has more juice than you do, you're gone. Or you're shuffled off to an associate. So I'm a little leery, to be quite honest, of high-profile anybody or anything, number one. Number two, I'm not sure I would give up on the legal issue of finding a lawyer that says, look, here's the proof, and I would write it all out. I would write it out for a number of reasons. First of all, to present it essentially as an almost done-deal legal brief to somebody who is young, smart, and hungry. And hopefully moral. Number one, whatever that brief is, I would also take it something like the National Organization of Women, who have a political stance about protecting women.
So because if your sort of allegations are correct, that there's a fix in here, that there are that there is a huge sort of macho conspiracy going on, go to some place that's not going to be affected by a macho conspiracy and in fact might thrive on it, which is something like National Organization of Women. I probably could name the high profile woman that you talked to, and I would view her. I, among other things, know her, but I'd be careful. I think that high-profile women do the same thing as high-profile men, which is they look for high profiles. And this is a case that, you know, may be iffy for any one of a number of reasons. There just isn't high enough profile or enough juice or enough money or whatever. So I don't think high-profile is generally the way to go. And the thing about high-profile... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just asked... My only concern is I feel that because he's an NFL coach, that I'm put in this category of like mistress or one night stand, or, you know, people assume things about me. Yes, I'm a very beautiful woman, but that still doesn't debate what happened.
Well, but yeah, Marta, I think that but that's part of what the sort of social, that's why I'm saying National Organization of Women may be a good shot. I'd find a young, hungry lawyer, male or female. I think it makes not a whole lot of difference. I would go to National Organization of Women. And the same brief that I would write up for the Young Hungry Lawyer and the National Organization of Women, which said this isn't an emotional issue, this is what happened, this is what happened, and detail it all as unemotionally as possible and as accurately as possible. And then I take it to a newspaper or a television station or some high-profile thing. I mean, you've got nothing to lose at this moment. You've got lawyers, you're saying statute of limitations is about to run out. You're having a problem with the legal community. You feel that there's kind of a conspiracy to sort of blame the victim. So ignore all that. Young, hungry lawyer, National Organization of Women, and a media outlet. But write it all up.
Okay, yeah. We've been in the media. There has been a story, but I get bombarded with LA Times, New York Post, New York Times.
Well, they're going to want an interview from you, but all you want is a little bit of pressure so this doesn't go away on the police department whatever. Yeah, all you're using them for is saying how come there's nothing being investigated here. You're not using them to solve the case. You're using them to pressure somebody to take the case, or especially the police department.
Right.
You can't pressure a lawyer to take a case, but you can pressure the police department or the district attorney to investigate something that they've inappropriately closed.
Use
the same tools that somebody in high profile has at their beck and call, and just use try to level the playing field a little bit.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr.
You're welcome. Good luck, kiddo.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, a bunch of movies coming out this weekend. It's you can tell that it's now the fall, so, and it's Oscar season to be. So we've got a bunch of them. They'll be posted on the website, so you don't have to miss. There won't be a pop quiz following this. Well, maybe there will be another one. All right, so we've got, let me just be real honest. I was supposed to go see The Maze, and I didn't, because I was just really sick. What can I tell you? And so I asked my buds about it, and this is based on a young adult novel, and it's a trilogy. It was the consensus was it was quite bleak. And some people liked it, a lot didn't. So I didn't see it, so I can't review it for you. I did see This Is Where I Live, which I really liked. This is one of those comedies that you think could go either way because it's got such a huge cast in it. It's got Jane Fonda plays the matriarch, who's a psychologist with fake breasts. No, please, I'm not identifying with that. And everything I have is my very, very own. and less than. What can I tell you? That Justin Bateman plays her kind of sad sack son, as does Adam Driver plays the spoiled brat. Adam Driver. I mean, I don't watch television, so I didn't know about him. Apparently, he's on The Girl or Girlfriend.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's
sure.
Adorable. And he stole the movie out from underneath Daniel
really?
Radcliffe.
Oh.
If then. Yeah, I mean, he's terrific. And he's in a bunch of. He's also in Tracks, which is. In fact, he's got two movies out this week.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's lovely. He's just adorable. He plays the kind of nutsy young baby of the family with bringing home a very well-to-do therapist. And everybody says, Oedipal issues. Timothy Oliphant, whom I think is just... I can't get enough of him. He has a mild cameo in this and just breaks your heart as an ex-love of Tina Fey. Tina Fey, to be quite honest, I think is a great comedian. I think she's miscast in this because everybody else is really, really good. And she plays the only daughter. And, you can sort of see the scenes that she's in kind of clunking. Corey Stahl, who, again, is a TV actor, plays the big brother. Catherine Hahn plays his wife, who's having a hard time getting pregnant. Connie Britton plays the aforementioned psychologist. Dax Shepard plays an a shock jock, and he's wonderful in it. He doesn't have much to do,
okay.
But he's great in it. Deborah Monk plays the next-door neighbor. It's a story that I really liked, and some people didn't. It's the idea is that the patriarch dies, and the mother says his last wish was to sit Shiva, which is apparently the Hebrew word for seven, which means for 7 days you sit together and people come and visit you. And the family is not thrilled about this. They don't feel like they can take this time off. But during this time, all the confusion and all the issues and all the rivalries come out. And, you know, as a psychologist, I thought it was great.
Yeah, right up your alley there.
Yeah, I really liked it a lot. I really liked it.
I saw that Adam Driver, too, should be near and dear to my heart because he's scheduled to play the new villain in the Star Wars movie that's expected next year.
So, yeah,
there you go.
He's just everywhere. Okay, A Walk Among the Tombstones. This is Liam Neeson, and I can remember writing a review for Liam Neeson years ago saying he was the thinking woman's sex symbol, and I think he still is. He's a terrific actor. He's, you know, but he's moved into these violent movies. This one, hear me on this one. This is despicable. He plays a private investigator hired by a drug kingpin to find out who kidnapped and murdered his wife. Okay? We've seen all this before. But this one is one of the most violent, misogynistic, sadistic... Let me tell you the scene that hopefully will convince you not to go see this damn movie. Because they're talking about making it a franchise. At one point, first of all, it makes no sense. It's too long. You can't... The plot's very hard to follow. They have a whole bunch of inconsistencies in it. But that's not the main reason not to see it. At one point, they have this beautiful blonde woman who's tied up and crying and with a gag over her mouth. And the guy leans over her in her face and says, "Which breast do you want? I'm going to take one. You get to keep the other. If you don't choose either, I'll take..." And shows the wire. He's going to take her breast off. I thought... All the women are victims in this, the youngest being 14. I mean, it is a despicable, misogynistic, vicious movie. Don't go see it. And you seldom, I gave it no stars. And I like Liam Neeson. Liam, how could you do this? He's got daughters.
Is this a book series then? Is it based on a book series? Or why are they planning to make it a series?
They just said that they were going to make this character a series.
Okay.
I thought it was truly despicable. Truly despicable. And I don't, you know me, I'm not crazy about violence in movies, but this one just was over the top. Except I don't want to say anything positive. I think the top implies it.
Yeah.
Okay, Zero Theorem. I kind of like this. This is Terry Gilliam, who's a little hard to understand sometimes. Christopher Waltz.
I think he's great.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz. Yeah, I mean, this one is a little hard. David Thewlis, whom I like a lot. A computer hacker whose goal is to discover the reason for human existence continually finds his work interrupted thanks to the management, capital M. Namely, they send a teenager and a lusty love interest to distract him. I mean, this one you really have to concentrate on. The imagery, I mean, I think Terry Gilliam is masterful at imagery and making and sort of offbeat, whack things. A little hard to follow sometimes.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But, I mean, I kind of liked it. It's the imagery itself is haunting, and Christoph Waltz is basically a fallen angel. And I mean, I think there's some provocative thoughts in it. It's not a movie that you can go to and just kind of... It's not a popcorn movie at all. But, you know, I mean, I think it's worth saying. Trax is based on a Robin Davidson story where she went 2,000 miles, or 1,700, they say in the movie, 2,000 miles across the deserts of Western Australia with four camels and a dog. It's based on a true story, as I said. Mia Wasikowska played Alice in Wonderland. I wasn't crazy about her, but she's good in this. She doesn't have much to do, except she plays it completely fearlessly and with no makeup. Adam Driver,
there he is again,
is in this, playing her National Geographic photographer who basically saves her life. But this is really an interesting story, and you're going to love the camels. And make sure you sit through the credits, because they show both both Robin and John Curran. And in particular, Robin was this glam, kind of gorgeous woman, which is not exactly how, you know, Mia plays her. And usually you see it the opposite. You see a very sort of plain woman, an ordinary woman played by some gorgeous woman. They do exactly the opposite here, which is kind of one of those whoa moments.
Yeah, interesting.
So, but it is, I mean, and for me, the idea of a woman doing something incredible, it seems to me incredibly pointless. Like, we see all these movies where men climb Everest and you know, they leave their pregnant wife behind, and I'm thinking, guys, why are we celebrating this?
Right.
And this is a woman doing something that seems incredibly stupid as well, so okay. I kind of like that. All right, Keep on Keeping On. This is a terrific documentary that's kind of like some of the things we were talking about today. It follows Clark Terry over 4 years to document the mentorship between Terry and a 23-year-old blind piano prodigy, Justin Coughlin, as a young man prepares to compete in an elite international competition. This one, you really like. I mean, you root for the characters. Quincy Jones is in it. Herbie Hancock is in it. So
heavyweights,
yeah. I mean, this is a kind of fun movie. Pump, you should definitely see, because we're going to do it as It's Broken, Let's Fix It tomorrow, which is a documentary that tells the story of America's addiction to oil from its corporate conspiracy beginnings. Do you know who was involved in the conspiracy? I'll tell you that, but I won't tell you anything else. Guess. Well, you know, because you heard the interview.
Yeah, it's no fair for me.
John D. Rockefeller. Prohibition and gas, starting us on the road to dependency. Standard Oil of New Jersey, can you say that? All right, so let's see if I can get through. So, all right, Pump, definitely go see. Problem and a Solution. Keep on Keeping On, inspiring, about mentorship and good music. Trax, interesting because it shows a woman doing something incredibly difficult for reasons that might escape most of us. Zero Theorem, Terry Gilliam's always interesting, even if we don't quite understand him. Or at least Walk Among the Tombstones. If you guys make this the number one movie, I'm going to come and ingrow your toenails. I will.
That's an
I'm serious about
threat.
It. Yeah, this is where I leave you. I thought it was really fun. What movie would I... You know, I think in terms of enjoyment, just fun, and the cast, this is where I leave you is probably where I'd send you first. All right? But some decent movies this weekend and some horrible ones. Well, that's what makes it America. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so let's talk about other movies that people think would be a great idea to have in high schools.
Yeah, let's see. What do we have here? We have we did get a few follow-ups on that. I think the I'm trying to figure out where we left off. It looks like the next one is Anna, and she says Schindler's List. She says perhaps already in high schools. If not, it should be. What do you think about that one?
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think it's hard for me to watch those kind of movies, to be quite honest. When I was a kid, I was shown pictures of the concentration camp, and I really never, I think, have recovered from it. So, the stacked bodies and stuff. So, I do have a hard time with that. But still, having said that, I think any movies that sort of help us understand history, because, there's that notion if we don't understand history, we're bound to repeat it. And ones that have simple solutions. I mean, I like stories where, Dearly Beloved, the Beethoven story, I thought was a wonderful one. I thought the music was wonderful. I thought the performances were wonderful. That F. Murray Abraham was in that. I mean, it was just Salieri. That's one I'd have in just for the power of music. And I think that's becoming more and more a theme in mental health as well as aging. Of that music really does. We've always said it would soothe the savage breast. It's not beast, actually. It's breast is the actual term.
Ah, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but the point being. That music does have a special part, not only in our society, but also in our, in our psyche and in our brain and the whole way we do things. So, I think that was a wonderful movie. There are movies that I think were hilarious. The one with Robin Williams about the was it called The Awakening?
Oh yeah, Awakening. Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
fantastic movie. Yeah.
And that's based on a book, which is a true story. Right. Although Charlie, do you remember Charlie with Cliff Robertson? That was a heartbreaking one.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, he. It's that they he is retarded.
I remember that when I was a kid. Yeah,
he becomes this kind of. He sort of becomes animated, and then it wears off. And I thought that was heartbreaking, but memorable. I don't know why I'd have it in high school. I guess because things don't always turn out the way you'd want them to turn out. But.
True. Let's see. Moving on here, Marion says Good Will Hunting because it shows the genius who had a bad upbringing and that there are places to get help.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, I guess. Irvin says Belle, excellent movie. Hey, have you seen Belle?
Is that
the one with the where it's the mixed race?
It's the woman.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, it's the woman I think in Scandals.
Right.
What's her name? Carrie. She's very good. She's very good in it. Yeah, I think that is a good one, and it's got Nick Nolte in it too, as I think his father at some point. Yeah.
How about The Death of Richie? Tom says The Death of Richie for drama, trials and tribulations. I haven't actually seen that one.
I don't know. I don't. That doesn't ring any bells.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Okay.
There's always Family Vacation. No. Although that one scene. Of Imogene Coca, hopefully most of you have seen it. It's Chevy Chase, and I think it's the second one. It's Family Vacation, and at one point they pick up their grandmother Imogene Coca, who's in a rocking chair, and she expires, and so they decide the only thing they can do is take her with them. So they tarp her and put her on the top of the car in the rocking chair. I will wake up in the middle of the night. I saw that, I don't know, whenever it came out. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night just giggling about it.
Yeah.
So silly.
Those movies are just funny. I've always heard that behind the scenes Chevy Chase was a real hard guy to get along with. But, man, he was funny on screen.
Yeah.
All right, so he still is, I guess. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, he's... Bill Murray's got a movie coming out this fall.
Does he really? That'll be another great one, yeah.
And apparently, a lot of comedians, as we've talked about in the past weeks, are not cheerful guys off, when they're not doing
right.
anything.
Yep.
That they laugh rather than cry. And the class clown, quite often, is not the best adjusted human being on the face of the earth. But
true.
What can I tell you? All righty, what else we got?
And then we have one more. Rochelle says To Kill a Mockingbird. And I'm pretty sure I did watch that one. in high school.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that is.
Well,
shown.
I think most people read it
right.
in
yep.
high school as
yep.
well.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was a terrific book and a terrific movie. That I think that won mm-hmm. The Oscar for Gregory Peck.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good movie. Driving Miss Daisy, I think it's a wonderful
yeah,
movie about aging
yeah.
and
yeah.
and race. I mean, you know, we should probably, it would be a good thing. The problem is that you really want people to read as opposed to just go to movies. But I think the two together are a nice kind of compilation of things. So. Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. So you can check out the website. I'm trying to decide. I don't know how when people go to the website, folks, just send me an email or something that says when you go to the website, do you prefer having me do you listen to the reviews or do you want to read the reviews? Because we're trying to decide what to do about it going forward. And what we've been doing is both in the past, but if most of you like one rather than the other, then maybe we'll sort of adjust, or maybe we won't. There we go.
Yeah, I would think people like to hear them on air. You know?
Well, no, I'm going to continue to do them on the air.
Okay,
the question
yeah.
is when you go to the website to
oh,
check them out.
Oh, right,
do you,
sure.
Do you, care, do you have any preference for
right,
reading them or hearing them? Because the hearing them is obviously easier to do. I do them separately from the reviews on the air because you want to check. You may want to check out one specific movie, and I obviously block them. And sometimes they're out before the movies are out. I do the reviews on air the week that they open. And they don't open all places all the time. And when you, especially when it comes out on DVD, if you want to hear the original review, you can go to the website. So it's, you know, I just let me know, just send me a quick email or something that you love, you know, what you like best or that you don't care or whatever. All right, just so I know what works best for y'all. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. If there's something on your mind today that we've either covered or haven't covered, or you'd just like us to focus on it. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown.
Show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.